Today is a day in the church's calendar that is not only the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, it is also the day of prayer for world peace. It is secular New Year's Day for the flipping of our calendars, but it is also the eighth day and culmination of the period that is known as the octave of Christmas. We have two octaves that remain in the modern church calendar. And those are the octave of Easter and the octave of Christmas. If you recognize the word octave, it has the root of the word eight in it. And that is because the days of Christmas and Easter and Pentecost in the traditional calendar, they're days that are so filled with mystery, so important to our faith, that one day is not enough to celebrate them. It takes at least 8 days to unpack the mystery, and so we celebrate every day for 8 days as though it were Christmas Day. Similarly with Easter and Pentecost in the traditional calendar. And even beyond the 8 days then of the octave of Christmas, the season of Christmas goes on for yet another week for Epiphany and then the baptism of the Lord. I find this time is a really wonderful time to be Catholic, because it's really only us, and to be honest, looking at the size of the church gathered today, it's even only a small percentage of Catholics, us, who get what the octave of Christmas is about and even the season of Christmas. So much of our secular society is taken up with celebrating kind of the sentimentality of the season that begins somewhere around Halloween and continues up until Christmas Day, at which point everyone kicks their Christmas tree to the curb and is exhausted and worn out from all the celebrating that goes on beginning at least by Thanksgiving time. It is great to be Catholic because our celebration of Christmas is, or at least should, look a little bit different. We have the beautiful season of Advent in which hopefully we try as much as possible to wait to anticipate the real event that gives us the joy, the birth of Jesus. And now that that event has happened, we celebrate it for 8 days over the octave of Christmas, and we arrive at this octave of Christmas then having spent the last week reflecting in different ways on the Christmas message. Particularly today, we look in our gospel at one of the first witnesses to the birth of Jesus, and that are the shepherds. The shepherds were the first ones chosen by God to be there to witness the birth of the Christ child. And we see what they did. They went out and they shared what they had seen. It says that all were amazed who were heard what was told them by the shepherds. The shepherds were so excited with what they had seen that they went out and they bore witness. I think as we look at the beautiful Christmas story, the events that took place in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, it's easier for us to again be kind of swept up in the maybe somewhat secular or even religious sentimentality of the season. How cute it is, the little baby Jesus lying in the manger, and there are shepherds and there are angels. It's easy to kind of take the message of Christmas and like put it in a little snow globe and just kind of look at it, and it's all kind of nice and contained, and it's a beautiful little story. But the octave of Christmas really gives us a much different vision of what this event 2,000 years ago was about. Because while the shepherds are the first witnesses, throughout the octave of Christmas, we really see the power behind what this birth was about. It's not just a little baby lying in a manger. The days of the octave of Christmas show us other witnesses to the Christ child. The very next day after Christmas, the feast of St. Stephen, the martyr, we see the first person to lay down his life in public testimony to his faith in Jesus. We see the commemoration of the slaughter of the holy innocents, the little babies that King Herod killed in Bethlehem because he was so afraid of this little baby in the manger that would be the king of the Jews. We see the tragic martyrdom of St. Thomas Becket, murdered by his own relatives on the steps of his own cathedral in witness to his faith in Christ. And even this wonderful parish here under the patronage of St. John the Evangelist, who was boiled in oil and tried to be martyred multiple times in witness of his faith, but was chosen by our Lord to be the one apostle not martyred. Those are our celebrations in the octave of Christmas. Very different kind of witnesses than the peaceful shepherds who witnessed the birth in Bethlehem. But witnesses nonetheless. In fact, the word martyr from the Greek means witness. Our week is filled, after the beautiful story of Christmas, with bloodshed and strife and struggle. I think that is a great lesson for us as Catholics who really celebrate the fullness of the Christmas mystery. It's not just a beautiful story. It's one that is meant to change us and turn us also into witnesses. It's not just the shepherds that are called to go out and tell everyone. We are too. I think one of the things that would keep us from doing that is we expect that, like the shepherds, we would just tell everybody and everyone would think how great it is. But the story of witnessing to Jesus is much more like Stephen, the holy innocent, St. Thomas Becket. If we are to be true witnesses to Jesus, it will ultimately mean sacrifice, pain, and suffering, which is what is told to our Blessed Mother on this day when she brings Jesus for his circumcision. Indeed, the little baby Jesus sheds his blood on this day as a sign of the blood that will be shed on the cross. And even as he's given his name today, Yeshua, Jesus, means Yahweh will save his people. And of course, we know the full story. He will save his people by dying for us on the cross, shedding his blood once again. So we have a beautiful story that pleases children, the beautiful story of Christmas night. And then we have a week filled with martyrdom and witnessing. The Catholic faith is all of this. We do marvel and kneel at the manger, filled with childlike delight again, to meditate on what it would have been like to be in Bethlehem. But then this octave day, just as Jesus now gets his name and moves on, we're called to move on too, to begin our witness. How fitting that this day does come at our new year in the calendar, where even secular society realizes that new ways are possible, new paths through life should be taken. I would encourage us this year, especially in the year of mercy, that we would be good witnesses, like the shepherds, certainly going out and boldly proclaiming the message, not being afraid to tell everybody about the love we have found in Jesus, but to not be surprised, too, if it involves sacrifice. Part of the year of mercy is to acknowledge that there are many people who need to hear this message who are not in our church, who perhaps feel so stuck in their own sin, their own way of life, that they wouldn't even feel worthy to come into our church. What a beautiful gift the year of mercy is then, to give us a new impetus to go out, to be missionary disciples, to go out with the message that this little baby that is born for us is given today the name Jesus. God saves. Not God condemns, not God turns away, not God casts out. God saves. Yahweh, salvation. We are called then to be that message of salvation. And today we do so under the beautiful patronage of our Blessed Mother. She was the perfect witness. She was there in the beautiful intimacy of Christmas, but she was also there in the interior struggle of receiving the angel's message. She was there at the presentation, receiving the troubling words of Simeon. She was there at the foot of the cross, always witnessing. We pray that under her patronage, we might point always other people to Jesus, that she would help us to be good martyrs, witnesses to the fullness of the story of Jesus. All the beautiful sentimentality of Christmas night, but then to get on about our mission, to witness, to tell others about this Jesus. May our Blessed Mother, the star of the new evangelization, help us in this mission to bring the mercy of the Christ child to all those most in need in this new year.